welcome to Rebels Revisited. I'm your host, Johnny Orme, and yes, we're back! Had a couple of pretty bad weeks. Not out of the fire yet, but I'm feeling a lot more capable and able to do some recording. So here we are, and this week we're going to take a look at the season 3 episode of Rebels called Secret Cargo. On a secret mission, Hera, Zeb, Chopper, and Ezra encounter a Imperial probe droid. After a quick skirmish, they finally destroy it and meet the meet up with a bunch of rebels who are carrying a secret cargo. The ghost helps refuel some members of Gold Squadron, which we find out they have a little bit of a beef with Phoenix Squadron after Ezra's message and the destruction of Tarkin's Star Destroyer. They are detected and the Empire show up and chase them into a nearby nebula using one of Thrawn's TIE Defenders. Ezra takes control of one of the Y-Wings after the pilot is knocked out, and the cruiser that was holding the secret cargo is destroyed, but luckily everyone gets on board, and we find out that the secret cargo is none other than Senator Mon Mothma, who has basically just stepped down from the Senate after pretty much handing Palpatine, handing his ass to him verbally, which is pretty funny and pretty cool. They get chased through the nebula and manage to escape. They destroy the TIE Defender. Ezra and Gold Leader destroy it. And the Ghost Crew gets away, and they manage to take out a couple of Star Destroyers by blowing up the nebula, which is pretty awesome. And Mon Mothma manages to get to a rendezvous point where she makes a speech, and more people arrive to join the rebellion cause. So this is one of those episodes where it's incredibly lore building. You know, this is the formation of the Rebel Alliance. We actually get to witness it. All these different Rebel cells showing up to join the cause with Mon Mothma. It's just amazing. We get to see the Y-Wings back in action, which the Ghost Crew managed to save at the beginning of Season 3. And now they're being piloted by Gold Squadron from A New Hope, including Dutch Vander, who was Gold Leader. One thing I don't like about Gold Squadron, they've got their heads up their backsides. They really have a problem. I think they kind of feel like they're on a mission. They're so important. We're on this mission, and we like to do it our way, and we don't like it when people do things a different way, which is what the Phoenix Squadron do. Phoenix Squadron do what they have to do. Sometimes it's not by the book, but Gold Squadron really feel like they're by the book. Even to the point where Gold 2 feels upset that Chopper insults her. But it's Chopper. Of course he's going to insult her. the travel through the nebula was pretty fun, pretty cool. Very similar, but not quite the same as when in the early episodes of Clone Wars, when Anakin leads his fighter squadron. Sorry, Dottie, our new kitten, is now chewing my thumb, which is pretty adorable. Yes, I'm talking about you. Yeah, you're cute. Anyway, so it's very similar, but it still looks pretty cool. And taking out a TIE fighting a TIE Defender, which is pretty, when Ezra turns around and says, "Look, I've seen these things, I've dealt with these things. You guys don't know what you're up against." You kind of feel like he's vindicated after, basically, getting smacked down verbally by Gold Squadron. you know, he's fine, you know. He's like, look, I can do this. I know what I'm doing. Ha ha. Got an itch? Okay. Kanan doesn't show up in the episode. He's conveniently out on a supply run. But I can imagine that this, you know, even though he's now committed to the rebellion, I really think he would have had a problem with some of the members of Gold Squadron. Having Mon Mothma appear is pretty important, pretty epic, in terms of, you know, the storytelling. And like I said, this is a massive lore building episode. And she's also played by Genevieve O'Reilly, who played her in the deleted scenes from Revenge of the Sith, and also in Rogue One. So it's really good to get that kind of continuity of the character, much like having Forrest Whitaker playing Saw Gerrera in the animation as well. Kind of just gives the series, gives these episodes and like these characters in the series like that bit more authenticity. You know, the characters from the films and the cartoon, and well, in these cases the films, you know, gives them that authenticity to, you know, the canon, which is good. Another voice cameo is Josh Brenner, and he plays the senatorial attaché to Mon Mothma. And what's so cool about him being in this episode? It's only the voice of Neeku from Star Wars Resistance. Only the best character in Star Wars Resistance, by far. Look, you can play with my foot hand, but not my feet. That hurts. Sorry, she has tiny little claws. Having Josh Brenner appear in this episode, and I was watching it, I'm going, I know that voice, he sounds so familiar. And I figured it out, it was Josh Brenner, and I'm like, oh, it's Neeku, which is just so fun. You've got such a chubby little dummy. You had more to eat. So she's just discovered kitten food. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. So I'm playing with her on the arm of the sofa, and she just rolled off the arm of the sofa. She's so kitteny. It's so cute. It's adorable. Love it. Anyway, sorry, Star Wars Rebels. We get some Thrawn action in here as well, and, you know, Thrawn, still my favourite villain of Rebels. Probably my favourite villain outside of the films. Getting him in more and more episodes is a highlight for me. I love Lars Mikkelsen's voice work on it as well. He just sounds so just sinister and yet not at the same time. The music for Thrawn is just fantastic. Props to Kevin Kiner. And just so well done. I love Thrawn in this series. Just he works so well as a villain. And then, you know, he's just surrounded by idiots like Governor Price and is it Admiral Constantine? Yeah, they're both fools. Anyway, what else happens in the episode? Not really a lot more. I'm gonna pause it there. I'm gonna put a pin in it, and I'll be back next week for the next episode. We're soon gonna reach the end of season 3. Only 3 more episodes of Rebels Revisited to go to the end of season 3. Then we've got season 4, of course. In the next 3 weeks, got some pretty epic Star Wars content coming. Okay, not next week. Next week is not exactly the best episode. Well, best Rebels episode. I'm sure the episode of Rebels Revisited will be fantastic, as always. But yeah, next week a bit of a filler episode, but then it's just building up to, you know, two of the best episodes of Star Wars Rebels ever. So yeah, it's got that to look forward to. So I'd like to apologize again for having taken these 2 weeks off. There's a bunch of stuff has been going on, me, affecting my mental health, and I just needed to take some time out to kind of refocus myself in a way. The drama and the circumstances around all this are ongoing, but I'm kind of feeling ready and able to do a bit of recording here, so just bear with me if it's a bit choppy. But I wanted to get this out because I'm sick of watching this episode. I watched it 3 times now. I keep meaning to record. I've been like, I'm gonna record, I'm gonna record, I'm gonna record, and I've watched it 3 times. I'm sick of watching this episode now. I needed to record. Hopefully, I'll be able to kind of keep on track, at least till the end of this season of Rebels. So, fingers crossed for that. But you know, thanks for sticking with me. Thanks for you know, your support. It really does mean a lot. So thank you. And thank you for your ongoing contributions, and especially to Patreon Becky for increasing your contributions, and all the extra support you've given. So yes, thank you. And without further ado, punch it, Chewie. Oh, Dottie, get down.